And joining us on the line on the Saturday morning VFL football program is one of the coaches we just mentioned, Peter German. Welcome to the program.
G'day, guys.
Oh, and thanks for giving up your time on the Saturday morning, Peter. And the Casey Scorpions, it's been an interesting pre-season, but definitely some positive news coming out of Casey Field so far.
Yeah, look, we've we had about 120 players come through the pre-season and obviously worked them down to about 45. But yeah, no, the pre-season's been quite positive. We rounded off our practice games last week with a solid hit out against Coburg. And we're certainly ready for the season, that's for sure.
Well, it's a bunch of young players, but I guess Casey Scorpions are lucky enough to retain a good quality of those Casey Scorpions players from last year and have built on the new alignment with Melbourne. How have you seen some of those players develop now with the new alignment?
Yeah, well, look, we're still going to... It's going to be, a season where we've really probably got to try and build as a club in terms of Casey and the Melbourne alignment. It just won't happen overnight, so... we've had a fair few of them play in the three practice games, and I think that's important that we try, and the more games they get to play together, I think obviously the better we'll perform, because some players for the first time just come down and introduce themselves to about 12 guys for the first time, and it's pretty tough. So that all takes a bit of time, but hopefully it's all about trying to fast track that. And so the main thing is certainly on this Sunday that we want to make sure that with the two groups coming together we can gel as quick as we can.
Well, I guess helping the gelling process was when Melbourne played the intra-club match out at Casey Fields. I heard a few of the young Casey Scorpions players actually got a run in the intra-club match, and a couple of them performed very well.
Yeah, look, they're... I think that one thing that Melbourne have been very good at so far, have been able to try and when they can, is to integrate with our club. They've had the ability to have a couple of sessions. One was a training session and one was a practice game intra club where we could play a few of the players. So yeah, look, it's just good experience for them. And probably the tough part is at the moment that some of the guys who actually played in that intra club, with the Melbourne players coming back as well, are just sort of struggling to play in the second. So we really think that we've actually added to our depth this year. That's going to be one of the key components to Casey sort of really trying to rebuild for the next 5 to 10 years.
Do you have a role with the Melbourne Football Club, Peter?
Yeah, look, I work half with Melbourne and half with Casey, so I think it's important because you've got the Melbourne players coming back, and regardless what anyone says, it's all about either them developing, or this is the Melbourne guys, or regaining some form. So we had a couple of players last weekend, like Rowan Bale. He's a 20-year-old from Queensland who his first year at Melbourne getting drafted, and we see his development already, and then you got a John Meeson who was probably best on ground in the ruck, who got elevated to playing for Melbourne this weekend. So look, we're really about trying to develop and get the players from Melbourne to play well and put their hand up. So I think that's one of my key roles as well.
Well, I guess one player, looking from the Melbourne point of view, that's really risen to prominence is Jake Spencer. He's definitely been a bit of a shining light over the pre-season because he was struggling to actually get a game in the ones at Sandringham last year, but must have come on leaps and bounds and really pushing forward for senior selection.
Yeah, look, Jake's got a good, a bit of hardness about him. I think that's what they like about him at Melbourne. Not only is he big, but he actually... he likes to play a physical style of game, and he's still got a long way to go in that area as well, by the way. But he can only do one thing but to improve and develop, because he was so raw, and we'll have him this weekend, and it'd be interesting to see, because he'd be coming up against his old side.
Well, definitely. And now, The build-up for round one, it's always going to be big. It's always, the players can't wait to get out there and get the season started. But to be playing against Sandringham, have you focused on it at all?
Not really. We probably spoke about them Yesterday we had a training run yesterday, and you know, obviously just pre sort of game focus and meeting, and we spoke a bit about obviously about our opponents standing in. But yeah, look, you know, guys like Shane Valenti know a fair bit about him, obviously coming from Sandringham, and a lot of the Melbourne guys last year played against him, and even our senior players like Silvani and Matthews and Wall and those guys, they've played against against Sandringham. So we know what we're up against. We know they're a quality side, and we know they're disappointed the way they finished off last season.
Now, some of the recruits are coming down to the KC Scorpions this year has created some interest, but one that I'm going to wait to see is Pierce Little from the Northern Territory. He was brought down by Aaron Davey, I think, but is there much you can say about him?
Yeah, I think that, first of all, Craig Lee's done a power of work, our football manager, yep, to get Pierce, so I think it was just a contact sort of through Aaron. But yeah, look, he was captain of the Northern Territory under-18s last year, and was hoping to get drafted, and he sees probably the opportunity to come down and play in Melbourne and play for Scorpions as another opportunity to be able to show what he's capable of. And again, Pierce has only probably been with us for about 3 to 4 weeks now, and he's still sort of finding his way as well. But some of the things that he's shown us, with his ability, certainly does excite us. So yeah, I think that he's one to certainly watch out for this year.
I know it's very early to start talking about finals or anything like that though, Peter, but what is the goals for yourself as your first year coach at the Scorpions? Do you think you have a squad that can really put some pressure on some of the, I guess, more prominent rivals like Port Melbourne and North Ballarat?
Oh, look, our goal is to win this week and then run up the week after and try and win that. I think it's just too early. I'm still, trying to work through even where some players, where their best position is, and I think that they are as well, because we've got such a young list that I said to the other guys the other week, I said, put your hand up if you're on P plates, and 80% of the guys put their hand up. So we've just got such a young side, and they're still developing. So look, we haven't put any real expectations on this year. Look, we expect to be very, very competitive, and where that takes us, well, only time will tell. So yeah, look, I just think you're flirting with danger if you start sort of setting yourself up and saying, we want to play. Look, surely we'd like to play finals, but I think that come halfway through the year and we'll assess everything then, and then we might be able to start making some shorter term goals.
Peter, you're one of the more respected assistant coaches at the moment, and the job at the KC Scorpions, what was it that brought you there? Was it the chance to work with Melbourne and align yourself with KC, or just saw an opportunity to get back as a head coach again after being assistant at Fremantle?
Yeah, look, I'd spent 9 years over in WA, and it was just time to come home. I just said to the family, I said, that's it. I said, let's go. We're just packing up. So there was no position or anything like that we had in mind. It was just come back to Melbourne and see what was up for grabs. And
you landed at Casey Fields.
Yeah, look, and being associated with Chris Connolly over the years at Hawthorn and then Fremantle, and he's been footy manager at Melbourne. He's seen the position, would have suited me down to the ground. Because yeah, you're right. I do enjoy coaching my own side. I think that's one of the great things in footy. You certainly get more satisfaction being the senior coach of a side rather than an assistant coach. But so I just seen it as a good opportunity still to be involved in the AFL plus also coach a side of my own right.
Well, Peter, before we let you go here on the Saturday morning VFL Footy Show, give us some names to look out for, or some players looking to push for senior selection for the Scorpions throughout this year.
Yeah, you'd want to probably find some of the local boys in Ben McCready. He's had a great pre-season. Nick Scanlon, I think that Nick, is starting to understand what it takes to be a VFL footballer, and hopefully he'll get his chance this year. We've got Ryan McGough, and kid from Calder Cannons, who travels all the way out from Essendon, so he's very
keen.
Yeah, look, we've got about 4 or 5 guys who come out from Essendon way, which is great. Ryan, should get an opportunity. I think you'll find that some of the young kids from Melbourne, even on the rookie list, like Jordan McKenzie, he's we're quite, you know, pleased with the way he's gone about it. So, look, you can almost say 70% of our side are just going to be, you know, going to be new, and but we'll also obviously have Kyle Matthews and Silvani, Wall, Waite, players like that who've been around a few years, and it's probably really time for them to really step up and become strong leaders within the club. So there's a lot to look forward to for this year and years to come.
Well, Peter, thank you for giving up your time this Saturday morning to join us here on KC Radio. We'll be annoying you for the rest of the season, so we'll be doing all the KC Scorpions home games. So thank you so much for joining us here on the Saturday morning VFL Footy Show.
Yeah, great to talk to you guys.
Peter German there joining us, KC Scorpions coach. And see, positive, Jim. Positive. Everything's going right for the KC Scorpions at the start of the season. So it is for everybody. Everybody starts nil-all. Nil-nil. No one's favoured by the ladder at this stage.